horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver, the Lone Ranger. During the years of unrest that followed the Civil War, a powerful secret organization called the Legion of the Black Arrow sprang up in the western United States. Its members were to be found everywhere, defying the law or using the law for their own purposes, working toward the ultimate goal of revolt and the foundation of a despotic empire. It was the masked rider of the plains who led the fight against this band of outlaws and traitors. And for once, his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness were taxed to the utmost in the cause of democracy. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're after the Black Arrow! Come on, Silver! Hooray!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had been traveling uphill for hours. There was no trail. They had to make their way on foot, their horses following behind them, and watch each step of the rock-strewn way lest they start a landslide.
None of us like this. Left the horses down below.
Maybe better we leave horse here. Go rest away alone.
We'll push on a little further, Tonto. We'll stop to catch our breath.
Why did we go up mountain?
The sheriff is the one who suggested it, Tonto. Gang of outlaws had their camp in a cave halfway up this mountain.
I don't know.
That gang is now in prison, waiting trial.
All the gang soon hang, Benek.
Probably. The sheriff said that several men were killed by that gang, trying to reach the top of this mountain.
Maybe we get killed by landslide.
This rock is treacherous. The man who's been killed in a landslide doesn't have bullet marks on him. Sheriff thought there might be something on the top of the mountain the gang wanted to keep secret. I don't know.
Wait, Kimasabi.
Now, what is it, Tonto?
Look up yonder, near top of the mountain.
Looks like a house. Hard to tell from here.
All made of stone.
See the way the stone has been fitted together. That house bends right into the mountain. No one would notice the place unless they were as near it as we are.
No sign of people around the house.
We'll go the rest of the way without our horses.
The house was small, one story, not more than 12 feet square, but solidly built of heavy rocks, which had been fitted together in the cracks packed with mud. The roof was made of fat hemlock boughs, which blended into the background. There were just two openings in the walls. A door, which was open, faced the Lone Ranger and Tonto. And opposite the door, a small open window.
No one in here now.
That's right. Place empty for some time.
How long do you think it is since someone was here?
Dust on chair and dust on table. Maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks.
One chair, a table, and a bunk. See what's in this cupboard. Not much of anything, Tonto. Jug, some water in it.
No one stay here long.
No, there's no sign of food or cooking utensils. No place to cook. No heat.
Bunk not used much.
Tonto, suppose this house were not here.
What then?
Man standing right where this house is would be outlined against the sky. He could easily be seen by men down below.
By feller in cave?
I mean by people in the valley. Field glass would make him visible to men in the town. I think this place was built so a man could stay here and not be noticed. A hiding place for someone who had to stand on top of this mountain.
But why fellas stand here?
Perhaps to watch the country below. Look at the view from this window.
Window only on one side.
Yes.
Why fella watch on only one side?
Fella, what was that?
You see it?
Yes. Flash of light away off in the distance. There it is again.
Light flash on, flash off.
I saw some more.
Like a light reflecting from a mirror. I know, that's what it is. The sun reflecting from something bright.
Maybe better we look around more.
All right. See what's in that barrel in the corner.
You take a look.
Is it empty?
Only water in it.
That light keeps flashing. Seems to me. Hold up.
What matter?
The flashes are signals. A message in code. Long flash, short, short, pause. Long, long, pause. Wait. Let me see if I can understand it. Maybe using the same code of telegraph.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were so intent on the flashing signals in the distance that they didn't hear the almost imperceptible sound as a trap door in a corner of the floor lifted up. They didn't see the man who came up from below on a ladder, a gun in his hand, until it was too late.
Get your hands up.
What's that?
Wake up high.
Well, we should have looked for a trap door.
You should, shouldn't you? Now it's too late. What are you doing here? What do you want?
They want to know the meaning of those signals.
So do I. But there's a difference between us. I'm going to find out, and you're going down below. Go on, both of you, down that ladder. You'll find it right comfortable down there. Food and water. A place where you can sleep. Till we're ready to let you out.
Well, that's where you live.
Hurry up. Get down there. I got to watch them signals. I don't figure to shoot you yet. Just as soon. But there may be things you can tell us by and by. I will shoot if you make trouble, though.
Come along, Tonto. We'll do as he says.
Kemosabe. Time to jump tower quick. Give you a chance to get gun out.
No, Tonto. Down you go. Hurry before he decides to shoot us after all.
You're using good judgment. Maybe you can get out of there if you're mighty strong.
Maybe we can.
Yeah, maybe you can. If you're strong enough to stand on the ladder and lift the whole barrel of water I'm putting on top of the trap door. Even then, I reckon the ladder wouldn't hold. You'll keep till we want you. Doggone inconvenient. Maybe should have shot him. But while I fired at one, the other would have jumped me. Get the barrel hooked over. I must weigh 500 pounds or more. Closer to 1,000, I reckon. Ain't a man alive can push that trap door up now. Them two are there for good, and we can still get the boys out of jail.
I can still hear him moving about up there, Tonto. We'll just wait till he leaves.
He make plenty big mistake. Him not take gun.
Perhaps he thought we wouldn't have a chance to use our guns. Didn't think very fast. Bring the kennel over this way. Run all we can about his living quarters down
here. Him live here alone like hermit.
Yes, he probably had little contact with the rest of the gang. He's here to get those messages. Perhaps to send out messages from time to time.
Him send messages, too?
Not very often. He'd have his apparatus up above where it'd be handy. We could use this arrangement of mirrors to signal if he had to.
Him say get fella out of jail.
Yes, that's the plan.
How get him out of jail? All gang in jail but one fella.
There are other men who are willing to help that gang, Kemosabe. And in a day or so, there's going to be the biggest jailbreak this part of the country has ever seen.
How you know?
Wait a minute. Hear that?
Sound like water.
He's putting more water in the barrel. He's going to make it just as heavy as possible in case we do try to lift it.
Oh, I am fool.
Yes, Tonto. No matter how much water he puts in the barrel, it'll all run out as soon as we shoot a few holes in it. We'll wait till he leaves here, though.
What you say about jailbreak?
That message was in telegraph code. I could understand part of it.
Oh.
Same thing was sent over and over again to make sure it was understood. About 50 men are coming to help those criminals get out of jail.
That's plenty bad.
Compared to the number of men the sheriff has to help him, it's a regular army. They'll be shooting and killing.
Wait.
Yes, Tonto?
Better up above. Him leaving the house.
Yes? He'll probably take the news to the man in jail.
Get up there!
You hear him?
He's riding. He must have had a horse concealed somewhere nearby.
Now we get out of here.
Right. Yeah, that does it. With a few more bullet holes in the bottom of the barrel, we'll let the water run out faster. Now, as soon as the barrel is empty, we'll be able to raise that trap door. And we'll have to overtake that man. Ready there, Silver.
Scout ready.
I know, the footing on this hill is mighty treacherous. We'll have to take chances going down. You stay behind me. If I hit a bad place, you can avoid it.
Then let Tonto go first.
No, I'll take the lead. If I fall, you keep going. One of us has got to stop that man before he gets to town.
But
come on, Silver. Easy, old boy.
The Lone Ranger guided the mighty Silver down the steep grade. A rock slid beneath the silver-shod hoof. Several times the gallant white stallion nearly stumbled and fell. Only the expert horsemanship of the Lone Ranger made possible a swift descent of the mountain.
There's the man ahead of us, Silver. You'll overtake him, all right. Come on, Silver.
The white horse passed the cave with Tonto riding Scout not far behind. Jorgen, the outlaw, nearly at the bottom of the mountain, cast a quick glance behind him and saw that he was pursued.
Well, they get out of there. Now I gotta shoot him. Ain't no choice but to shoot him.
Jorgen threw a quick shot over his shoulder, but accurate aim was impossible. The Lone Ranger's guns remained in his holster. He crouched low over the head of his horse and raced on, gaining with every step.
Come on, Silver. We'll have him when we hit the level valley.
It was a mad race down the treacherous hill, and the level plain of the valley was reached, and the masked man shouted,
Well, Silver, old boy,
You can really run. Stretch out those great legs of yours. Come on, Silver. Shooting at us, Silver. We can't hit a mark while he's riding like that. Run up there.
Keep back or I'll kill you.
Three shots from his gun, Silver. Three more at most and you'll have to reload.
Get back. Leave me alone or I'll shoot the kill.
Shoot away. You're not even coming close.
I'll get you.
Not that time. Now you have an empty gun. Come on, Silver. Close in on him.
Keep away from me. Keep back, I tell you.
Rein up or I'll rope you.
No, no, don't rope me. You'll throw me off the horse. Oh, I'm stopping. Oh, no, don't hurt me. I didn't do anything. Don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me.
I'm not going to. Calm down.
How did you get free? I had you fixed, but you couldn't get away.
You overlooked a few things.
Don't let that redskin get me.
Wait a minute. You're not going to be hurt. You're not dealing with killers now. I'm just going to make sure you don't tell the men in jail what you know.
You give me your word you won't hurt me?
I promise.
Then I'll be your prisoner. I'm not afraid to be a prisoner. I won't stay in jail, though. My friends will let me loose in no time. I'm not fearing no jail.
What matter with him?
I'm badly frightened, Tonto. We'd have taken our guns and we'd still be prisoners.
Oh. Come on, take me to jail. Lock me up. I won't be there long. Nothing can keep me in jail. We're too powerful for anybody to hold. Take me to jail. Come on.
We're not going to do that.
But you've got to take me there. That's the place for me.
That's where you'd like to be, so you could talk to the men who are already prisoners. You're going to stay here.
But I got
to... Stay with him, Tonto. I got to do something to head off that band of men who are coming.
I won't stay here. You got to jail me.
You stay.
I'll go alone.
You wait.
Let me go. Let me fix rope. Me keep on here. You ride. Right.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger learned that 50 murderous outlaws were planning to storm the jail, shooting down all resistance. But unknown to him, these men were heading west, disguised as pioneers, some of them in women's clothing, riding in prairie schooners.
Get along there. Get up there.
The leader sat on the high seat of the first wagon and cracked a long whip over the horses.
Get along with you.
Hey, Mercer. I feel like a doggone fool in this sunbonnet and apron.
Never mind how you feel, Red. That sunbonnet hides the fact that you ain't got long hair, and the big apron makes it look like you're wearing a dress.
So why couldn't we just ride into town with our guns blazing, shoot our way to jail, then take the boys out and ride away? Why couldn't we do that? It'd be quicker and easier.
Yeah, it'd be quicker and easier if we were sure that we could get away with it. But we can't be sure of such a thing.
Why not?
How do we know there's not a lot of soldiers hanging around town?
Well,
how do we know the men are still in the jail in town? Maybe they've been moved to somewhere else.
We had that message from Jordan.
Yeah, that half-witted fool. I don't put too much trust in anything he says.
He told how the gang was rounded up. He was right about that.
I still don't count on him. For all we know, he might never have got word to the boys that were coming to rescue him.
I still don't savvy all this disguise. Traveling like a wagon train and all such things.
You don't need to savvy, Red. Just do as you're told and we'll get along first rate.
You can get sore, Mercer.
Well, I'm not sore. I'm just planning things so we don't have a slip-up, that's all. Now, traveling like this, we can run clear into town. We can camp right at the edge of town, and half a dozen of us can go and make out the shop for supplies while we take a look around.
How soon do you think we'll get to town?
Oh, not before tomorrow. Maybe late afternoon tomorrow.
That'll give us time to look around. Then we can have the jailbreak after dark.
That's
huh?
the way I figure.
I hope we don't get slowed down by busted wheels or axles.
Those wagons are pretty solid.
Hey, Mercer, look ahead.
What?
There's a horseman heading this way.
Huh?
Riding hard, too. Look at that white horse trapper.
Yeah, I can see. I got eyes.
Not wasting time. Hey!
What's the matter?
That there wide rider is wearing a mask.
Hey, hold there. Hold there. Pass the word back to Raina.
Raina!
Hold, steady there. Steady. We'll just wait and see what there is about that mask rider.
Look at him come.
Now, remember, you're supposed to be a woman. Keep your mouth shut.
I will.
And keep well back. Pull the bonnet down on your face more. Women don't generally come as homely as you.
Then why didn't you wear this outfit if you don't like
it? Hold it.
Steady, Silver. Steady. Hello there, traveler.
Hello yourself. What is this, a stick-up?
No.
What's that mask for?
I want to ask you a few questions.
Well, what's stopping you?
How far have you traveled in the past 2 days?
I don't see as that's any business of yours.
Did you come in a straight line?
Maybe so. What about it?
I'm looking for a band of about 50 men. They'll be well-armed and mounted. Did you see anything of a group like that?
You mean soldiers?
No, they're not soldiers.
You were looking for them, huh?
Yes.
Now, I'll tell you, stranger, maybe we did see this bunch you're talking about. It was quite a distance behind you.
What were they doing?
Well, they was heading for the north country. They was going due north, now that I think of it. Oh, that's bad country up there, mighty bad. And if them men are friends of yours, stranger, you better warn them.
You say it's bad country north of here?
Yeah.
Mountains?
Oh, just broken up land. Sort of rocky desert. No water. That's where that pack was heading.
I see.
Now, if you cut northeast from here, I reckon you'll angle in on them.
Thanks. Your train is heading due west?
Uh-huh.
You can't make a turn before tomorrow.
No, we didn't figure to. We'll make town by afternoon tomorrow. Then we can stock up on things.
You'll have to be on guard if you pitch camp tonight.
Yeah? How's that, stranger?
Well, there's been a lot of Indian trouble around here.
Do tell.
If you build fires, be sure you make them small and keep them shielded. Fire can be seen a long way at night.
Thanks for the information.
You're welcome. Come on, Silver.
Mercer, you heard what he called that horse?
He wasn't surprised, was you, Pete? I know from the minute he started talking who he was.
Lone
None else. Somehow he must have got wind it was going to be some help for the boys in town. He was out scouting for more information. So I gave it to him.
I wondered what you was telling all that.
He'll head north to get a look at those 50 men, not knowing that we're right here.
Golly, now I sure admire your scheme of disguise, Miss.
By the time he gets tired of hunting around in the Badlands, we'll be done with our job.
Right.
And now that we're warned, we'll be ready to give the Injuns a hot reception if they try to make trouble for us. Get along there.
Jail in town was crowded. A score of killers were packed in a cell awaiting trial. The sheriff sat at his desk in the adjoining room, ignoring the muttered comments of the prisoners.
Good evening, Sheriff.
Well, it's sure good to see you. I didn't know you were still around this part of the country. Sit down.
I came to speak to you about the prisoners.
I got them locked tight and watched close.
It's the Lone Ranger. You wait till we get out of here. We'll square things with you for what you've done. You better start and travel far and fast.
Quiet down in there. Make any more commotion, I'll have every one of you gagged.
Having any trouble with them, Sheriff?
Remember to speak of. They won't get out of jail, though, I promise you that. Not till they leave for the hanging.
Now, what about their trial?
Well, the gang is too dangerous to take any chances with. We'll hold the trial right here in my office.
Sheriff, there's something I want to tell you.
Well?
You may have to guard those men against attack.
Against attack?
Almost everyone east of here knows about their capture. It's possible that a lynching party will come after them.
Yeah, well, they hadn't better. I won't stand for any lynching parties.
And those men are entitled to a fair and impartial trial. The jury might decide that certain members of the gang deserved a jail term. Rather than hanging.
It's up to a jury.
The citizens who have been attacked by members of the gang feel otherwise. Many of them would like to take the law in their own hands.
They won't stand for that.
You may have no choice. I heard that a big wagon train was heading this way.
Wagon train? You mean a lot of outsiders are heading here to get these men?
I'm sure that's why they're coming here, to get your prisoners. Well, I thought I'd tell you so you could be on guard.
I won't stand for anything like that.
Come on, stand with me, sir. I want to talk to you without being overheard by the prisoners.
Ooh. Well, all right then. Come on.
Hear that? Come on, the lynchers.
That'll be our finish.
We gotta do something. If we're held to a trial, the rest of the boys will do something to help us. We won't have a chance again. A lynch mob.
We gotta get out in here some way.
Yeah, but how?
We gotta do some thinking, Ike. Sheriff's coming back.
Well, look here, you fellas. I gotta speak with you. Where's your head man?
Here. You can talk to me.
You heard what the Lone Ranger said.
About a necktie party?
That's right. I don't want to deprive anyone of his chance at a fair trial. That's why I'm going to take you men at your word, if you'll give me your word, and help you.
Keep talking, Sheriff.
I don't have men enough around to guard you against the whole wagon train of our men. They'll get you, do some killing and do it. Now, what you'd rather do? Wait here and be strung up? Or have a trial?
We'd sooner take our chance on a trial. Why?
Suppose I was to let you men out of jail.
Let us out?
Not permanent. Just long enough for them to find out that you're not in jail here. And after they've gone, you'd have to come back. Would you give me your word that you would come back?
Sure we would. Wouldn't we, boys?
Now, wait a minute. Before I let you out, you've got to pay attention. I've got a whole trunk full of Injun feathers, war bonnets, and buckskin shirts. What you've got to do is wear them. Set up a camp. You've got to stay in that camp till I come for you.
Sure thing.
Anything you say, Sheriff.
The reason for that is plain enough. It's the only way you could camp a few miles east of town without arousing a lot of suspicion. I'll count on you making your camp in Rush Valley. Is that agreed?
Sure.
We appreciate what you're doing, Sheriff.
We'll keep our word.
All right, then. I'll let you out. Now, mind. You're giving your word that you won't escape.
Get that engine stuff, boys.
I'll fix the sheriff.
Hey, wait, boys. Hold on.
Put his own handcuffs on him.
Get a gag and tell.
Throw him in a cell. Lock it up.
Better to shoot him.
Hold on. What are you tying me down for? Look here. This ain't fair.
Boys, get the rifles and guns. They're all in that corner.
No. Wait. You give me your word.
Nothing but a fool to believe what we said.
Thanks, Sheriff. Wail the folks here how the sheriff let us out.
I know where the horses are at.
Don't stop for saddles. Just fetch the horses.
Will you pack a devil cursing pool catch? I should let you stay in that jail till you've got your neck stretched.
Throw him in the cell.
Lock the door and let's get out. Come on, boys.
Just after the Lone Ranger raced away into the night, the outlaws rushed from the building, grabbed their horses, and with Indian war bonnets and rifles, rode toward the east.
We'll keep riding until we meet the rest of the boys.
Who are they?
Chet Mercer and his men. They're stationed 2 days east of here.
What about that wagon train?
If we see a pack of Lynch crazy settlers, we'll take them by surprise and teach them a lesson. Come on, boys. Let's travel fast.
The wagon train, with Mercer's men disguised as pioneers, had guards stationed to watch for Indians. One of these guards was Mercer himself, standing at the side of the man called Red.
Oh, it may be nothing but a waste of time standing guard like this, Red. But I ain't the man to take chances.
You can't afford to take chances, boss. Besides that, I'm too restless to sleep anyhow. Might as well stand guard.
If Redskins do show up, I reckon we'll give them a hot reception.
I hear something.
Look over there. War bonnet. Redskins are coming. Come on, boys, wake up. We got a fight on our hands.
Each group of outlaws fought the other an enemy. One group was protected by the heavy prairie wagons. The other was hard to hit because of the speed at which the men rode and the way they crouched over the horses. Gunfire was wild without effect at the opening of the battle. And suddenly, the shrill sound of a bugle sounded above the battle noises. A detachment of cavalry broke from the nearby woods. The army men charged fast with carbines barking. Before anyone could realize what had happened, the troopers had surrounded the men in Indian war bonnets, the ones behind the prairie wagons.
Hold on your guns and raise your hands.
In a surprisingly few moments, the cavalry had the situation in hand. The colonel in command ignored all explanations.
Line every last one of them up, march into the garrison. We'll find out who they are and why they're disguised. All you men can give your explanations at that time. What? Ho!
Mighty obliged to you, and I'd admire the chance to repay you.
Well, Sheriff, I didn't want the army to meet those two bands of outlaws here in town. Thought there might be a lot of shooting and people would be hurt. It's better to let the army make the capture in the open country.
They sure did make the capture, too.
Now both groups are in custody.
Just one thing, though. How is it the crooks will get a trial before the army?
Because, Sheriff, their leaders are members of the Black Arrow.
Black Arrow? What's that?
If you never hear more about the Black Arrow, Sheriff, be glad of it. Ready, Toto?
Me ready.
But hold on. I want to do something to repay you.
Get him up.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.